Welcome to the Top Rope After Show for Billy Gunn's Grilled Badass Asparagus and Road Dogs Frying Your Tomatoes. I went real fast. Jacqueline wasn't ready.
That's a fun noise.
I wasn't ready. It was mid-drink, mid-sentence.
What was your food and your weekend food like, Jacqueline?
What was it like?
What was it like this week?
It was like I had too much hunger and too little time. Pick that apart.
Yeah.
I made a lot of Midwestern winter meals that I'm hoping I'm not going to be in the mood to make for the next 6 months.
An example would be?
Shepherd's pie. I did that. Just like your dump casseroles, where you get like a frozen bag of vegetables and a meat substitute, and you somehow put potatoes in that recipe, and then you bake it. Did a bunch of that. Husband made me sushi for breakfast, and he put together this really wonderful bowl of just all the end pieces that look really pretty and standing up. That was probably the best day in food I had. Otherwise, it was just, yeah, dump casseroles. What about you?
I poached an egg for the first time.
You did? Isn't it fun?
It's really fun. I saw a video. I think it was on Epicurus. It might have been Bon Appetit.
Yeah.
But it was one of those 50 people try to do a thing videos.
Yeah.
And the majority of the people just tried to cook the egg. They just, like, cracked the egg in a pan and made it. And some people did end up, like, trying to use the water, like, to try to poach an egg. Came out with mixed results. There was a few people that did do it correctly or had, like, the right intention. There was one guy that tried to do a double boil on an egg. I don't even know what, like, that would have been.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Double boil is when you heat up, you, like, put water in a pan and then put another boil on top of it to, like, heat what's in the bowl up. Usually good with, like, chocolate and things you want to just melt. But this guy was trying to do it with an egg. Mm-hmm. But then eventually the kick came out with the professional chef, and he came down and, like, went through the steps of heating up the water to a nice roaring boil, turning the heat down, putting apple cider in there or any kind of cider to make the binding happen, whirlpool that thing, crack the egg right in the middle, and just watch it go. And it was so tasty.
Did you get it where the yolk was in the middle?
Yes, I did.
That's amazing. I've not mastered that yet.
And I served it with waffles, and I used the waffles as almost like a little dipping bread. What's the English toast? What's it called? Tips?
Soft-boiled egg. Something? Oh, tips. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. But you have, like, the little...
Right. It's like an English thing.
You have, like, that little cup that's just for your egg, and you, like, crack the top of it off, and then you dip your toast in it. It's like a soft-boiled egg, right?
Mm-hmm. But I used a waffle instead of bread.
I mean, that's the smart way to do it, right? Whenever you can, sub waffle for bread.
Yes. Putting a photo right now.
You could do, like, a hamburger with waffle as a bun. That would be good.
Yeah, or, like, put a poached egg between, like, two waffles or something and make, like, a breakfast sandwich that way.
Yes, that looks so good, Brad.
Yes, it was so tasty.
I really like a poached egg. I'll make some avocado toast and then poach a couple eggs and just have that for breakfast, too. It's so good.
Putting a tomato or putting an avocado on the top of that would have taken it next level. But I got this new sauce by Yellow Bird, which is a habanero sauce with garlic and carrot and citrus, which is super nice. Because I like a sweet heat.
I do, too.
I want the sweet and the heat.
Yeah, to offset so you can eat more.
Mm-hmm. But it was different than just, like, a runny egg or a sunny-side-up egg. I don't know. Like, the yolk is just a little bit of a different texture to me. It just tastes, like, way better.
It's so much healthier for you, too, because you're just boiling into water really fast. There's no oil or anything.
Yeah. It was great. Mm-hmm. It tastes so good. I want to do it all the time.
I messed it up a couple times the last time I tried to do it, actually, and I accidentally made egg drop soup broth, on accident, so I just had, like, egg pieces floating in boiling water, and it was such a bummer.
That's what the chef said about if you don't, like, get it spinning enough, It just makes egg drop soup. Like, you don't do the whirlpool.
Yep. Yep. I thought I could be clever and that it wasn't necessary, but that water tornado is definitely necessary.
Mm-hmm. Is that the trick of doing it in, like, ramen? Do you do the tornado, or do you just drop it in there?
You're supposed to soft boil an egg for ramen. Like, okay. Not... I think you're supposed to do it separately.
Mm, that makes sense.
I think. That's the only way I've done it.
You could probably do it all in one pan, too. Also, using a smaller pan for the egg, I used, like, a bigger, like, pasta pan, and then I switched to the other pan. They were both turned out pretty good, but I think it was a better egg. I got more of the yolk to, like, stay with the egg and the whirlpool in the smaller pan.
Like in a pan or a pot?
A pot. Smaller pot, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. I tried to do it in a big one the last time, and that's when it turned into egg drop soup.
Yeah, yeah, yep. Yeah. But I'm getting mastery of the egg. I'm excited about this, because I love me some egg.
I've been the most curious about Eggs Benedict, and I've never had it, but I remember it from that movie, Runaway Bride, that's Julia Roberts' favorite egg.
Is it just, so it has to do with the sauce? Does it have a hollandaise sauce on it?
I'm pretty sure it does.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it does.
So what's in a hollandaise sauce? Let's see.
It's egg yolks, and that's all I remember.
So you do just do a poached egg, how you did it. For the hollandaise sauce, it is 4 tablespoons butter, 4 egg yolks, 1 to 2 tablespoons lime juice, 1 tablespoon heavy whipping cream, salt, and pepper. So it's basically just like more butter and egg, I guess.
Yeah.
Melt the butter in a saucepan in a separate bowl. Beat the egg yolks. Mix in the juice. Add a small spoonful of the butter into the egg mixture and repeat it. Repeat the process, adding a spoonful at a time to the hot butter. So it's just like buttery. Buttery goodness is what I'm seeing here.
Yeah, it's supposed to be amazing and challenging to do, so you need to go to a place that actually knows how to make it. Because the hollandaise sauce can, if you don't do it right, it'll break and, like, separate the yolk and the fat and all that, and it's not great.
I feel like it probably comes in a jar or something, too, at a restaurant.
Yeah, but that's not the same.
Making homemade stuff. That's what I'm saying. I'm thinking, like, I don't know how often people are home making that sauce at a restaurant.
Right. There's a French breakfast place in Traverse City that people go to get Eggs Benedict that I guess is really good. I've not been there yet. I want to do it at home.
It seems like a thing. I think I can do this. It doesn't seem too difficult. Just adding the right amount of like butter like slowly into the mixture.
Mm-hmm. So far, what would you say your favorite egg is? Or do you have one?
Omelet's a hard one to beat.
That is a hard one to beat.
I also want the pun of the beat in there. And there's like a Euro omelet that has been like the best thing ever because it's just like combines two of the greatest things in existence, a Euro and an omelet.
Is it just like a Euro?
Everything that's inside of a Euro in an omelet, yeah.
In an omelet, okay, got it. That sounds really good.
Served with tzatziki sauce and everything too, the same way a Euro is served.
That sounds so good.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's really, if you get a good scrambled egg, though.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's hard to beat.
I feel like the best scrambled egg still like pales in comparison to like the best omelet.
Well, that's true. I have to take that out of the equation now because they're just too good.
Or like a slice of quiche or a frittata.
I don't care for frittata.
Mm.
It feels like it's showing off and it's not different than anything else. I don't know what it thinks it is.
Yeah, there's good and bad versions of it. But I actually do prefer a quiche over frittata.
Yeah, I want that dough. So, Brad, what I've been trying to do this week is to take classic dinner items and turn them into dessert items.
Hmm.
So a little bit of backstory. A couple of gals and I are planning like a group birthday party, and we were talking about having it be taco themed. And then I got to thinking about all these taco desserts we could do, like a dessert, like a dessert taco ice cream kind of bar.
A choco taco, if you will.
basically. If you wee you.
If you wee you.
But take, like, waffle cone and, like, fold it and fry it like a hard taco shape. Dip half of it in, like, chocolate or something. Fill it with ice cream and toppings. But then I was thinking all the other things you could, like, dinner to dessert.
Have you ever had a sopatilla, Jacqueline?
No, I don't know what that is.
Yeah. You don't know what that is? Oh, it's basically a fried burrito filled with cream cheese.
Ooh. Give it to me.
It's a cheat, and it's covered in, like, caramel and, you know, whatever stuff you want on top of it. But it's
oh my god,
it's great. Yeah, it's like it's a Mexican dessert, which makes sense. But
yeah, I mean, there's also, I've had empanadas. Those are good.
Mm-hmm.
That's almost like a pasty, like a dessert pasty.
Churros, too. That's like a thing.
Yeah, that's just a donut. Mm-hmm. But, like, okay, so tacos can be
turned
into dessert.
Do I have to use meat is my big question, because that's, like, the thing that kind of throws it away. Okay.
No.
Okay.
Just, right. Like, the style of it.
Oh, because I was thinking, like, how do I make a meatloaf into a dessert? And I was, like, really racking my brain here.
Oh, that's a strange one. I was thinking, like, a lasagna. How would you make a lasagna into dessert?
Phyllo dough for the pasta. I feel like I would just substitute stuff down the line. Do, like, a raspberry, strawberry type, like, or cherry blend for the sauce.
And cream cheese filling.
Cream cheese, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Even, like, goat cheese is, like, fine in the dessert. To me, just like anything.
Yeah,
creamy.
That would be
any creamy cheese. And yep. To get, like, the chunks in there, maybe some sort of fruit, like apple or
apple raspberry pears. Cream cheese.
Yeah, apple raspberry cream
ooh,
cheese.
Ooh, pear raspberry dough. Cream cheese sounds good with, like, some honey.
Mm-hmm.
And goat cheese
made with layered phyllo dough.
Yep.
Or even so that's like a dessert. Puff pastry. Dough would be fine.
Ooh, puff pastry would be good too.
Mm-hmm. You could do raviolis. Okay, so I think that'd be fun. You just what is a puff pastry but just a fancy ravioli?
That's true.
Dessert ravioli.
Ooh, and you could do all kinds of surprise bombs in that. You could do like custard ones. You could do fruit ones. You could do chocolate ones, I guess.
Uh huh. Yeah, I was thinking like mole sauce. It's chocolate, so it'd probably go, like, okay on, like, some sort of Mexican dessert.
If you add sugar in it, maybe.
Yeah, sweeten it up a little bit. Or, like, have something else, like a caramel sauce or a chocolate sauce to go with
caramel
it.
Or chocolate would work better with
butterscotch,
what we're talking
I don't
about,
care.
I think. Okay.
What about some butterscotch? No one ever remembers butterscotch, but I like a butterscotch.
I do. I made this whole line of butterscotch frosting at work, and nobody bought it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's old who works there. Why aren't they buying butterscotch frosting on chocolate cake? That's what you should be eating if you're old. Or if you're young.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Put a Werther's original cupcake. Sounds great.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Whatever.
Crush up that Werther's original into a powder and, like, sprinkle it on top of a cupcake. I'll try it.
That would be good. That would be good. Okay, so how would you do dessert spaghetti? That's the one that stumped me, I think, the most.
So to do that... Well, it's funny you say this, because my roommate and I were just watching an Iron Chef banana, and Italian Iron Chef... Who doesn't use, but like, bananas just aren't in Italian food. Like, he was like at a loss. So he made pasta and he put like some chocolate powder, like flavoring in it. It was, this meal. Let me try to take you through what this was.
Yeah, run it down for me.
He made the flour stuff with cocoa powder, ran it through the pasta. He had like a weird cool device that like made spaghetti noodles. It almost looked like a loom. Where it was just like strings, and then you like you put the pasta sauce, the pasta on it, and you like crunch it down. I don't even know how to describe it, but it makes pasta noodles real, real fast and easy. And then he used banana, garlic,
Oh,
and
no.
And white chocolate.
What the fuck? That sounds awful.
It was literally the worst meal I've ever seen cooked on Iron Chef.
That is turning my stomach.
He got the lowest score I'd ever seen in the Iron Chef kit. This poor Iron Chef Italian got the kiss of death with a banana and just couldn't deal with it.
Wait, so I'm not super familiar with that show. I'm a Chopped gal. So
oh
what
boy.
Is
okay.
They have like a surprise ingredient?
Yes.
Like Chopped does?
And it has to be in every dish.
Okay. So he had to make spaghetti but with banana in it?
He didn't have to. You can make whatever you want. The Iron Chef who won just made desserts. Made delicious banana desserts.
Yeah, as you would, okay.
One of the ones was he had a banana, cut it in half so it was splayed open. Put like a half a stick of butter inside the banana, and then put like a vanilla bean on top of that banana, and then he cooked it in a pan, and there was just herbs all over the pan. It was mostly thyme, so like he just got like the smoky flavor of like everything in there, and it was so much dang butter in this banana, but I'm sure it was incredible.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. I would eat that right now.
Yeah, so Iron Chef is very fun because it doesn't use a lot of, like, cliffhangers. It's just, like, straight-to-the-point cooking. It's exciting. Like, it's innovative. Like, chefs just do random things. They'll turn anything you can think of into ice cream, even though it shouldn't be ice cream. I've seen tomato ice cream on this show. Doesn't make sense.
Why did he do, like, a banana caramel ice cream?
I don't know.
I don't... Ah... We could have done like a banana like sweet pierogi thing or ravioli like you were saying. Oh my god, there's so many things to do instead of put garlic with it and make it pasta.
He did end up doing like a ravioli with it with one, but it was too little too late. He fried it and cooked. He put it on some sort of like flan type cream soup. It's poor Italian man couldn't deal with a banana.
Oh, it makes my stomach sick to think about.
Do you have a kryptonite food, Jacqueline? If I were to give it to you, you wouldn't know what to do with it?
Ooh.
Would you not be able to utilize the best version of something? If I gave you a, I'm trying to think of like what would be a hard thing to do.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, probably... Like something I haven't eaten before, I wouldn't know how to use.
Yeah, some sort of meat,
but
like some sort of fish, perhaps, like some kind of like strange fish. You may not be, you know, best how to like utilize a fish.
I would just fry it in garlic and butter, and just do that.
Yeah,
because all fish.
What about a daikon? That was one that we saw recently.
I do know how to use those. I looked up a recipe for those a while ago. I do like there's like a rice vinegar, pickled in rice vinegar daikon radishes with like those and cucumbers, and that's really good. But
yeah,
that's all
cucumbers.
I know how to do with that.
I would love to use cucumbers as a secret ingredient. That'd be fun.
Actually, you know what? Radish would be the thing.
Because
I have tried cooking radishes a bunch of different ways, and I don't know how to use them, and they're always just like a garnish on the side. That would be my kryptonite thing. But I know that they're spicy, like, and kind of off-putting, and you don't need a lot of it. It's like, it makes me think of, like, a wasabi kind of thing, where you just put a little bit for a hint. Right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm feeling.
I don't know. Yeah, radishes aren't that spicy. They're pretty normal.
Do you have a...
I was trying to think. It was probably, like, some sort of gourd or squash you could throw at me, like... If you just gave me a pumpkin, I might struggle with it a little bit, just like digging out all the stuff and figuring out how to use it, like how to make pressed pumpkin. Do I just like remove all of the pumpkin and put it in a food processor and it'll make like pumpkin?
You roast it first.
I roast it first and then do I food process
and
it and make it like a paste?
Or blend it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think I'd have a little trouble there, but it would be fun to do. Pie pumpkin, I could probably do an easier job with. That's like
definitely
more used for that, right?
I saw this recipe that I wanted to try, where you take a pumpkin, and you like a not a pie pumpkin, like a bigger one. You take all the racks out of your oven except for the bottom one, and you like scoop out the guts. you roast it for like 10, 15 minutes, and then you make a soup and you put all the like soup ingredients in it, and then you put the top back on and put it back in the oven, and then you roast the whole thing. Yeah, so then you have, it's like a pumpkin soup, and then so when you scoop it out, you're getting like little bits of roasted pumpkin with your, it's like beef stew, I think is what I saw it with. But that sounded really fun and interesting and like a fun surprise to have at a soup party or whatever.
Well, that's it for our episode of Top Rope Chef. Find us on Patreon, patreon.com/toprope chef, instagram.com/toprope chef. Send us an email with what your kryptonite food ingredient would be. Topropechef@gmail.com. Thanks.